Appendix A. A Repentance of Ministers and Their Families. The following statement from Ellen White indicates the depth of response that will come from ministers and their wives and children when the Holy Spirit gives the gift of repentance. In the night season, I was in my dreams in a large meeting with ministers, their wives, and their children. I wondered that the company present was mostly made up of ministers and their families. The prophecy of Malachi was brought before them in connection with Daniel, Zephaniah, Haggai, and Zechariah. There was close searching of the scriptures in regard to the sacred character of all that appertained to the temple service. After a diligent searching of the scriptures, there was a period of silence. A very solemn impression was made upon the people. The deep moving of the Spirit of God was manifest among us. All were troubled, all seemed to be convicted, burdened, and distressed, and they saw their own life and character represented in the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit was making the application to their hearts. Conscience was aroused. The record of past days was making its disclosure of the vanity of human inventions. The Holy Spirit brought all things to their remembrance. As they reviewed their past history, there were revealed defects of character that ought to have been discerned and corrected. They saw how through the grace of Christ the character should have been transformed. The workers had known the sorrow of defeat in the work entrusted to their hands, when they should have had victory. The Holy Spirit presented before them him whom they had offended. They saw that God will not only reveal himself as a God of mercy and forgiveness and long forbearance, but by terrible things in righteousness, he will make it manifest that he is not a man that he should lie. Words were spoken by one, saying, "The hidden, inner life will be revealed. As if reflected in a mirror, all the inward working of the character will be made manifest." The Lord would have you examine your own lives, and see how vain is human glory. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night, his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life.